This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When we have favors to ask of people, they usually say something like, yeah, come over, we'll help. With Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, He says, no, you stay where you are, I will come to you. This happens during the last third of every night. Allah descends to the lowest heaven in a manner that befits His majesty and glory, and draws near to His creation and announces His willingness to forgive every sin and answer every dua. That happens on a nightly basis. But did you know that there is also a single day in the year when the exact same happens? During the latter hours of the day of Arafah. Arafah is the name of the ninth day of the Islamic month of Dhul Hijjah. And this is the grand day of Hajj. This is when the prizes of Hajj are distributed. And these are prizes that inshallah extend to the non-pilgrims as well. In one of the most profound ahadith in this department, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma ru'iya ash-shaytanu yawma huwa fihi asgharu wa la adharu wa la ahqaru wa la aghyadu minhu fi yawmi Arafah." Shaytan is never seen more humiliated and more outcast and more pathetic and more angered than on the day of Arafah. Why? He said, وَمَا ذَاكَ إِلَّا لِمَا رَأَى مِنْ تَنَزُّلِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَتَجَاوُزِ اللَّهِ عَنِ الذُّنُوبِ الْعِظَامِ. This is due to what he sees from Allah's mercy descending upon people and what he sees of Allah's forgiving of the enormous sins. I know you will be fasting on this day in the hope of having 2 years of sins worth erased, but I want you please to add another item to this day. Till the sun sets, don't stop making dua. Imagine this. After the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had finished delivering his sermon on this day of Hajj, Arafah, he combined between Dhuhr and Asr Salah at the time of Dhuhr. And then he came down from Namira and he stood close to the Mount As-Sakharat. Then he would raise his hands in dua till the sun had set, from noon till sunset. So when you feel lazy in your dua or dhikr, remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam combined prayers in order to free up as much time as possible for dua. In fact, so eager he was to not interrupt the dua that when the bridle of his camel fell down, he leant over to pick it up with one hand and he kept the other hand up in dua. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam al-Awza'i, he said, أَدْرَكْتُ أَقْوَامًا كَانُوا يُخَبِّئُونَ الْحَاجَاتِ لِيَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ لِيَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ بِهَا. I met people who used to save certain dua of theirs throughout the year so that they ask Allah for them all on the day of Arafah. Allahu Akbar. Just how many sins have been erased on this day? How many sorrows were alleviated? How many illnesses were cured? How many bachelors were paired with righteous spouses? How many ill-hearted ones were finally gifted with iman? And how many doubts were finally removed? How many were rescued from the hellfire? And how many homes in Jannah were reserved because of a dua that was made on the day of Arafah? خَيْرُ الدُّعَاءِ دُعَاءُ يَوْمِ عَرَفَةِ. The greatest dua is the dua on the day of Arafah. So what should I do on this day, you will say? Ata ibn Abi Muslim responds. He said, إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَن تَخْلُوَ بِنَفْسِكَ عَشِيَّةَ عَرَفَةَ فَعَلْ. If you're able to seclude yourself from people during the latter hours of the day of Arafah, alone. The latter hours, they're in reference to the hours between Asr, afternoon, and Maghrib, sunset. So free up your schedule at all costs. Close your door. Switch off your mobile phone. Log out of social. Connect with the Most High. If any day will be your game changer, it's this one. One of our predecessors, he said, Wallahi ma da'awtu da'watan yawm Arafah, wa ma dara 'alayha al-hawl illa ra'aytuha mithla falaq al-subh. I swear by Allah, every dua that I have made during the day of Arafah, not even a year would pass by before I see it being answered, appearing in my life like the break of dawn, meaning clear, unmissable. In Ramadan, we don't even know the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, the greatest night of the year. So we make an effort. As for the day of Arafah, the greatest day of the year, you've been given the exact date. You know the exact hour. I won't eat into any more of your time on this day of Arafah. So I will leave you in the good and capable hands of the great Imam An-Nawawi, who said in his book Al-Adhkar, speaking about this day of Arafah, he said, this is the greatest day of the year for dua. And so one must exert all of his energy in the remembrance of Allah and dua and recitation of Quran, and to ask Allah using the various supplications and to remember him using the various remembrances. He then said, one is to make dua for himself, his mother and his father, his relatives, his teachers, friends and loved ones, and for all of those who've done good to him, and then for all of the Muslims. And then he concludes by saying this, وَلْيَحْذَرْ كُلَّ الْحَذَرِ مِنَ التَّقْصِيرِ فِي ذَلِكَ كُلِّهِ فَإِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمَ لَا يُمْكِنُ تَدَارُكُهُ. Beware of falling short in any of this, for this day cannot be compensated for.